This week on American Roots, we're bringing you an encore edition of our classic program devoted to words and music, including conversations with soul man Toussaint McCall and the prolific late culture and jazz writer Nat Hentoff. Words and music, stories and sounds, that's a lot of what we're about. So we've got songs that tell great tales, songs about people who write songs, and songs about people who write letters to themselves. Our guest is the alt-country singer-songwriter Laura Cantrell, who relocated from Nashville, a town of songs, to New York, a town of stories, it's been said. Also Randy Newman, writing about shame, and Louis Armstrong singing from the Three Penny Opera and The Good Book. Let's get started with New Orleans tin smith and trumpeter Lionel Furbos backing up drummer and singer John Robichaux about those letters that never get mailed on American Roots.
I'm gonna sit right down, write myself a letter, and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write those words so sweet, they're gonna knock you off your feet. With the kisses on the bottom, I'll be glad I got them. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better, and close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you.
The New Orleans drummer John Robichaux taking the vocal and supported by Lionel Furbos, Freddie Lonzo, Lars Ettergren, Sammy Remington, and Ben Jaffe. That song was popularized in the 1930s by Fats Waller, written by Frank Ollert, with words by lyricist Joe Young. Now here's a couple more songs about waiting for that letter that never seems to come. One's a ramped-up R&B plea to the mailman, but first a country blues from zip code 38619. That's Como, Mississippi. It's Mississippi Fred McDowell from 1964. Write me a few of your lines.
Mississippi Fred McDowell. your line. Lord, that I be consolation. Lord, mama, to my worried mind.
Harp player and singer Jeff Golden Boy Williamson, also called Sonny Boy Williamson. I guess he's got a couple of nom de blues there, but he's no relation to either Sonny Boy 1 or 2. So now you know. That's from 1960 on Ram Records out of Shreveport, Louisiana, singing to the mailman about that letter that never shows up in the box. We'll be back in a moment to deliver some tales from the Texas-Mexican border, the stories in song about drug runners as outlaw heroes. These songs are called Narco Corridos, coming up on American Roots.